Welcome. You've got mail.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
I couldn't be.
It's I am a doctor.
What?
You are pregnant.
No.
Jesus Christ. Welcome back. Episode 7, the He Said, She Said podcast. How's your week?
Pretty good.
What did you do?
A lot and nothing at the same time.
Should we tell our listeners that we have a new jiu-jitsu superstar among us?
Yeah, so I'm going to be a soon-to-be black belt.
Yeah, probably pretty quick, too.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I haven't started it yet, but I'm going to. It only took me 2 years of working in a gym and refusing to step foot on the mats to now finally say, sure, why not?
Well, it took me like 6 months of working there.
Yeah.
And then I did it for like 6 months hard, and then I just stopped because everybody stopped showing up. But hey, the gang's getting back. The band's getting back together.
Dude, the band's getting back together. Or so, whatever.
I'll probably be hitting the mats soon, too. Yeah. Anyways.
I'm going to do that in yoga. I'm going to become
a yogi.
Total granola.
Nice.
No.
Do it.
I'm doing yoga to relieve stress. And to relax.
Why do you have stress, Courtney?
My muscles. I don't know, because I'm poor. My insurance.
Yeah, fuck ICBC.
Just came
and
out.
Fuck Trudeau, too.
Today.
In case you're listening.
And man, it felt like a bullet wound to my heart. I opened my banking app and right in my gut, dude.
Just do what I do. Just don't pay your bills.
Yeah, I don't want to have
kidding. Sort of.
A terrible credit when I'm 21. Mine, surprisingly, I'm not going to tell you what my number is. But surprisingly, my credit's actually really fucking good.
I fucked myself from the start.
Yeah.
Somehow, when I was 18, I walked in.
Oh, it's almost like you bought a house.
I walked in. No, that was a couple years later.
Wow.
Not a big deal. Just kidding. When I was 18, I walked in the bank when I was playing junior hockey, and I was like depositing some money or getting money out. And the woman was like, hey, do you want a credit card? And I was like, oh, what do you mean?
Were you even old enough?
No.
Yeah.
I know, it's weird. So, and I was like, oh, what do you mean? She's like, oh, like, really, you just have to, like, tell us, like, do you have a job? And I was like, oh, I played junior hockey. And she's like, yeah, but do you have, like, a job? I was like, oh, I worked at Save-On in the summer. And she's like, oh, okay, perfect. Here's a credit card. $5,000 limit.
What?
Whoa. And then here's me who, yo, fuck
the
BC school system.
That's 4,300 more than my limit right now.
Yeah, fuck the BC school system because I got a credit card and I was just like, oh, I pay it back whenever I can afford it. I didn't know you had to make monthly payments on this bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rough. Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's so weird that they would give you one so young.
Yeah, that was a big fuck up on my part and the bank's
part. And their part.
I should sue them.
You should have.
Last week we talked about how to let a girl down easy, and I probably didn't give the greatest advice.
Neither of us did.
But
I listened back and I was like, wow, I would not take my own advice.
Yeah, I have a hard time taking my own advice sometimes too. We talked about the conspiracy theory regarding Britney Spears. She is in it deep. And then we had Am I the Asshole? We'll probably have another one today. But today's episode is going to be a lot about trending topics. I'm going to speak a bit about what's going on with Epstein and the world because it is fucked up. There's something else. Oh, we're going to talk about some glory holes, too, if you live in British Columbia.
I'm excited about that one.
Get ready. We got some glory hole action coming at you.
Kanye West.
He is fucking
Jake Paul.
Off his rocker.
Mike Tyson.
Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. Anyways, we might as well get into it. Yes?
How was your week, Mac? I never asked
you.
Oh,
my week was good. Oh, let's get into it. Saturday night. Saturday night.
I was going to ask you, can we talk about
yes,
your
Mom and Dad, if you're listening.
Don't.
I don't care. I didn't. It's not like I did something bad. This is like. This
so Mac and.
Opened up.
Did DMT.
Yeah. So.
Our buddies and
yeah.
friends. And
Let everything. Me start this off though, because I got a text message at like 5 o'clock, 4:30. From the guys, and they're like, oh, we're just at the golf course, like, do you want to come for food? And I was like, I don't have a car, I don't want to walk that far. They're like, okay, well, we'll pick you up and we'll go to Brandon's and watch fights. So I was like, okay, cool. So they pick me up. I'm thinking like it's gonna be low-key night, like I'll be home by like 9:30, because literally we were just gonna watch the main event, which sadly...
Okay, pause.
Joey Benavidez lost the title. I was very sad. I almost cried. Anyways, okay. What?
This is funny. Because the last time that you went over to Brandon's, yes, and thought it would be low-key, you got blacked out.
I blacked out.
So they had to top it.
I did.
So what made you think that this would be any different?
I was literally the only sober one there. Like, well, define sober, I guess. We get there. We get there and we puff a couple joints, like usual. I had one, like, Mike's Hard lemonade.
Pussy? What kind of a drink is that?
I don't know. They had it and it was really good. Like, I think Cal and Drake had a bunch of them.
Weenies, yo.
So the plan was we were going to do some DMT. I did DMT when I was like 17 in high school. It's a good time. Opened it up a little bit. Opened up the mind. So Jacob and I were like, okay, well, we were the only ones who wanted to do it. Everybody else was like, I don't want to do it. Like, too scary.
Who? Sorry?
Jacob and I were the only two that wanted to do it at the start. So we go downstairs, like, I fucking sprawl out on the couch, pull the seat up, put a blanket over me, like, I'm ready to, like, go deep and learn some shit about myself.
You're ready to see Jesus.
And Jacob was the same. And then all of a sudden, like, everybody came downstairs, they're like, oh, we want to watch. I'm like, oh, fuck, okay, I guess. And then, so, this is also, like, it's the same, it's good shit, I guess, but I've never done it this way. It was from a pen.
Yeah.
Like, the way I did it, it was, like, freebase through a pipe. And anyways, so I was about to feel it. Like, I could feel it. Like, things started to, like, get weird. And then, like, I was, like, so close to, like, peaking and, like, starting to trip and starting to, you know, see what I wanted to see, the reason I wanted to do this. Well, then all of a sudden, there's 15 people in the fucking basement and everybody's talking and boom. My eyes open up and I'm like, oh, I'm sober as a fucking whatever. Long story short, I went into it thinking like, okay, like
you were eager.
When I do what do you call them? Hallucinogens. Like I don't do it to get high. I do it to like open up like different parts of my brain. Mm-hmm. That's going to sound weird. I don't care if you judge me, but that's why I do it. Like,
yeah.
I'm all for one day going to Peru and doing a peyote ceremony.
You've said that
before. I've even talked to my mom about it, and my mom would be interested in doing that too.
Hallucinogens just stress me out.
Yeah, like of course, like, this isn't something you do like every weekend. No. Either like DMT for me, like
once or twice a year.
Not even, like, that was probably the first time I've done it in 2 or 3 years, and I've only done it maybe 5 times.
Maybe 5. Holy
well, just
shit.
Think about it. The first time I did it was 10 years ago.
I guess.
Yeah. I did it when I was in grade 12. Right?
Oh, my God.
So,
I mean, acid and shrooms are one thing, but DMT just seems, like, so, like, fast and hard. And
yeah, and for shrooms, like, you want, like, for me, if I could afford it, I would microdose every day. Like, just a little bit. Just it peaks your whatever serotonin or your whatever... fucking dopamine, I think is the right word, peaks it, so you're not like tripping out at all.
Yeah,
you're maybe having, like, we used to get them, no, that doesn't matter, but like, we would take 2 pills a day, maybe even a couple,
like, mushroom pills.
Yeah, like, they were like grounded up or whatever. They were like magic mushrooms just in like a veggie cap.
Okay.
We'd take that and like you wouldn't have any, I don't know, you just feel good.
Yeah.
You wouldn't feel like high at all. You wouldn't get high at all. You'd just be happy. But for me, mushrooms is like, you need a good trip at least like twice a year. You don't want to go over that because then it's like, that's when you start seeing some weird shit.
Yeah.
And that's when things start getting weird. But anyways, that was my Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday, I got super sunburnt.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, went to the beach yesterday. Lot of beautiful women down at Crescent Beach.
Yeah, even I can attest to that. I'm not a lesbian, but there was some fucking hot ladies.
Couple moms checking me out too.
Yeah, Matt gets all of the old ladies.
It's weird. I mean, okay, what's up?
Hey.
And yeah, that's about it. Let's get into some trending topics.
Yes, sir.
Today is Thursday, July 23rd, and it was announced Mike Tyson is fighting, yes, Roy Jones Jr.
Mike Tyson.
They're fighting I believe it's September 30 or 13th, but I'm going to just pull it up and double check. So Mike Tyson's 54 years old. Roy Jones Jr. is 51. Goodness gracious. But it's going to be like a concert type like event, hey?
Yeah.
Like Snoop, Lil Wayne, Future, The Weeknd, Pitbull, and Marshmello are all scheduled
Mr.
to perform.
Mr. Worldwide is going to be there?
Mr. Worldwide.
Ooh.
But I can't find the date of when the hell this is. Fucking TMZ, get it together. September 12th. September 12th, they're fighting. But also, interesting, they announced the undercard, which one of the fighters on the undercard was like, hey, well, I didn't even know they were going to announce it. And that fighter happens to be none other than professional boxer, not YouTuber, professional boxer, Jake Paul.
I hate that kid.
Jake Paul is fighting Nate Robinson. Nate Robinson is, I believe, 36 years old, and I believe he played in the NBA for 12 years, what maybe team? Even longer. I think he bounced around. He was kind of a journeyman, but this came out of nowhere. I didn't even know they had beef at all.
Well, who doesn't have beef with Jake Paul? Everyone hates him.
That's true, but like usually, I don't know. I just think when the YouTube fighters fight, I think it's more entertaining when they have beef, right? Like Logan Paul, KSI, like they did not like each other.
Yeah.
So that's why I almost thought that he was going to fight TikTok star Taylor Holder or whatever his name is, but apparently they're boys because I saw him training. He wants to fight somebody. I think I should get in on that somehow. I should like start a professional YouTuber boxing league.
Maybe.
Investors, hit me up. I don't know what I'm doing, but
make a side podcast and just
no you know what I want to do for a side YouTube show. I want to have a show where I rate girls OnlyFans, but then I was thinking there's no way in hell that would get monetized to make money, and it would cost money because I'd have to pay for that shit. It was a thought that was like,
it was a good one.
And it's like, oh, shit, nobody really does that. But also, somebody does do that. Adam22 does it. Do you know who Lena the Plug is?
No, I want to say that I do, but...
Yeah, you probably do, but that's her husband or whatever. He does that every once in a while. But the last couple ones he's done are, like, rappers, like, guy rappers that have created OnlyFans. Fucking weird.
I always tell you and Jake that you guys should start one and just film your guys's experiences in the bedroom.
Yeah, but you know how,
get the consent.
You have obviously to get that consent and
just say that you'll split the money with them, and then just say that no one money subscribed.
Yeah, fuck. You know how hard that would be? Like, I'm not in a relationship, neither is Jacob.
Yeah,
that would be so hard for us to do.
I don't think so.
It would be way easier for a girl if a girl was like, I need to film something for my OnlyFans. You want to hop on?
Both of you put it in your Tinder bio. You put it in yours.
No, my Tinder bio right now is just here for the glory holes.
Hey, Jesus Christ. No, you just say, looking for some... looking for some OnlyFans content. Swipe right if you're interested. And then anybody that swipes right on you that you match with has automatically given consent.
I don't think that holds up in court, unfortunately.
But speaking of court, you know what movie I watched for the first time today? Legally Blonde.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her? Elle Woods?
Yeah.
The Bend and Snap?
Mm-hmm. Bend
and snap. What's her dog's name?
Bruiser. I actually love that for a little chihuahua. I think it's so cute.
I had a chihuahua once. Gave it to my dad because I got a chihuahua, and then a couple weeks later, I got a girlfriend, and I was like, I can't have both.
Yes, you can.
No.
My dad had a chihuahua growing up.
We named it Diesel, though. That's a story.
See,
I think
for tiny dogs like that, a masculine name is so, like, cute. There's certain dogs that suit certain names.
Yeah, that's true. So that fight happening September 12th. Probably no fans, so I don't know how, but I mean, this will sell. This is
They're
fucking...
They're just big names.
This
the
is
big
Mike
names
Tyson.
Sell, even
like,
if it's shit, right?
Like, I don't even think I've been alive and coherent enough to watch him fight live. But it'd also be interesting to see Jake Paul fight, because I think he's a better fighter than his brother.
Yeah, I really don't give a fuck about either of them.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll be interesting, but...
like, I'm just all for, like, a full-on, like, celebrity fight league.
Yeah.
All for that, for sure.
I feel like it would mainly be YouTubers and no, like, actual celebrities. Because no one else wants to get hurt, but what do YouTubers do? They just sit on
their
asses.
Justin Bieber wanted to fight Tom Cruise.
Was that even real?
Called him out. Fucking
Twitter. What beef would they have?
I don't know. Two short guys. Dylan Danis wants to fight Jake Paul and Logan Paul. Ryan Garcia. He's like one of the best boxers around right now. But Dylan Danis is also a fucking scumbag.
Who?
Dylan Danis.
Why does everyone hate him?
He's just a troll.
Oh.
And he's good at it. Like,
isn't he in the UFC?
No, he's in Bellator. He's not good enough to be in the UFC right now. Ah. Well, yeah, sort of. He's really good jiu-jitsu. His striking isn't that good.
I bet my
That's why, like, he, Conor McGregor hired him to wrestle, basically, to train him in jiu-jitsu and wrestling for the Khabib fight, and they've been bros ever since.
Hmm.
But, yeah.
Speaking of Khabib, I saw a picture. Does he have a little brother? That I saw a picture of him on someone's team in PFL.
It's probably cousins. So, like, this Dagestan, like, Khabib's dad pumped out a fucking team of killers from Dagestan. Like, I want to say at least 10, like, high-caliber fighters. Hmm. So what they would do, they'd train in Dagestan, and then when they come over to the States, they'd train at AKA, where Daniel Cormier and all those guys train out.
Hmm.
So heavy wrestling camp. But, yeah, no, he was definitely a PFL. I'm pretty sure it's his cousin. I'm not too sure if it's his brother.
I don't know why I thought of
that. I also can't think of his
name.
Jeremy
Kennedy, when I saw that picture, I was like, because doesn't he still fight in
that
league?
Yeah, he fights for PFL.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway, yeah.
Moving on. Kanye West.
Jesus, yeah.
It's sad. We don't even have truth. We don't know what the fuck's going on. Either way, the only thing we know for certain is Kanye West is severely bipolar.
Oh, yeah.
I've also heard rumors that Chris would take away his meds a couple weeks before, like, albums would drop. So he would just be fucking psychotic.
Jesus, that's crazy. Why? For their show, or?
For their show, for online, so it gets hype.
Crazy.
But, so if you guys don't really know what we're talking about, Kanye West announced he's running for president. Then he said he's not. And then he held a presidential rally where he showed up, wasn't even on a stage. He was on, like, even level with them, which was weird. And he showed up wearing a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
Basically said he was just not coherent. He said Harriet Tubman, whatever her name is, sorry. Didn't mean to be disrespectful there. Didn't free the slaves. He basically said that he was going to abort Northwest and, like, kill his daughter. And
yeah, he went crazy.
Then he went crazy on Twitter.
Which most of them are deleted now.
Yeah, like probably 15 to 20 tweets talking shit about...
He left up, West children will never do Playboy with the picture of his kids.
Yeah, his wife was fucked by Ray J on for millions to see. But either way, it's super sad. One thing I did think, like a little bright spot of this, is Dave Chappelle dropped what he was doing after this whole Twitter thing, and that night or the next morning, he flew to wherever Kanye was to kind of be with him. I guess they're boys. So that's kind of like a good friend, because clearly he is not in a mental state at all. And who knows if he's on his meds, but it definitely does not look like it.
Yeah,
the way
so...
he's speaking. It's fucked. Once you, like, get on the Kardashian-Jenner train, like... you can't really leave. There's only one... Well, you can leave, but you're not normal after you leave.
No.
Right? Like, Chris Humphries married Kim for fucking 38 days or whatever, and then played maybe another one or two seasons in the NBA after that, and then everybody forgot about him.
Yeah.
Lamar Odom married or was with Khloe Kardashian for years. Fucking crack addict.
Yeah.
Right?
That's intense.
Ray J, I don't even give a fuck. Trying to think of who else. You only need, like...
Kylie's best friend, where there was that whole Tristan cheating scandal. Oh,
Tristan Thompson and
so
Chloe.
So now she's not in the picture, the friend.
Yeah, neither is Tristan. Well, sort
of. He's back in the picture, and there's speculations that they're now engaged.
Oh, fucking whores, man. Yeah. Well, Travis Scott got out. He's okay. They're not together
I'm happy about that, but I'm also sad because out of the whole Kardashian-Jenner clan, they were probably the most normal when they were together.
Who's Kylie dating? Or not Kylie, Kendall.
She's just single.
I think she just fucks a lot of basketball players. You know who did it great and is still killing it? Scott Disick.
Yeah. He's fucking hilarious.
Like, he will just be like, oh, I'm in, I'm out.
There was that whole drama with him and Sophia.
So
Richie.
They're back together now.
No way.
Yeah. So they're back together.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what that's annoying. Listen, so apparently Kendall's dating some guy named Faye Condra.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that is. Anyways, Scott Disick still killing it. But the whole Kanye West situation is, it's sad.
It's just sad to watch it unfold, especially because...
It's in the public eye.
Right? Yeah.
That's a bad thing. Like, this is like the first family of America. Like, if you're... It's like the Kardashians, and then it's the D'Amelios way below it. But those are like one and two right now.
Well, and speaking of D'Amelios, so not really, but Addison Rae is super tight with Courtney.
I was going to say, I find that so super tight. Weird. She's 19. Courtney's 40.
And they're best friends. They're like, it works, but it's just...
They look... I mean, Addison kind of looks like
it's just so weird to me that it's only Addison. Like, her mom doesn't go around the house. None of the other TikTok stars have come with her to the house.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too. I find that weird. Celebrities
are
just super
strange
weird.
How close they are.
Yeah, but I guess when you got money. I mean, to be honest, if Kourtney Kardashian was like, hey, you want to come swim in my pool?
Yeah. Yes. Who's bringing the floaties?
Float on her fake ass and titties.
I think she's probably got, other than Kendall... She's probably got one of the more natural.
Yeah, she's the best looking. In my opinion, she's the best
she's
looking
out
of the Kardashians.
What, three kids?
Yes, maybe.
Yeah.
I just remember the one for sure, Mason.
Yeah.
But she's the best looking Kardashian, and Kendall's the best looking.
I love Kendall. Jenner. I aspire to be her.
Yeah.
She's fucking so slim, thick.
She's just 7 feet tall. That's the only downfall. So yeah. Kanye off his rocker. I hope he gets help. I guess he's releasing an album on Friday.
2020 Vision.
Probably gonna fucking suck.
Is that what it is?
I don't know, but his music has sucked lately.
Yeah.
The music nowadays is kind of garbage. Pop Smoke's album is good though. Juice WRLD's album is good though. That's kind of it.
Have you listened to Lil Yachty's album yet?
I haven't, but hey, I saw the funniest video of him on TikTok yesterday with his new couch.
Hilarious.
New couch. Holy. That was so funny. Okay, let's get weird. Epstein is still.
He's still relevant.
It's
he
still,
should be.
So, we'll talk about this judge. I don't know her name. I'm not like diving deep into it because it's a huge conspiracy. This is my take on it right now. This judge, her son was shot by a man in their driveway. Her son and her husband were shot. The son is dead by a man dressed up as a FedEx driver. Okay? Weird, right? That's kind of weird. Yeah. You think, oh, what the fuck happened? Well, 4 days before, she was appointed the head judge on a lawsuit case that involves Deutsche Bank and Jeffrey Epstein. Conspiracy hat is just fucking going wild.
Yeah.
Well, the shooter ends up dead. He's found dead. The report is he is a anti-feminist lawyer. Okay? What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
And then it's just weird. And then Trump was speaking about Ghislaine Maxwell the other day.
Yeah.
And he was like, we rub shoulders at so-and-so and I wish her well. Wait, what?
That's messed up.
Like, you're the president of the United States and you wish her well? I get deep into this, like, I still believe, I know, talking to, like, Jacob, he does not believe this at all. I think Ghislaine Maxwell is going to drop a fucking bomb about this whole thing. Election year, why is she here?
You know what you should do, or we should do, but mainly you because you know more, is we should do a Patreon and you should just sit for an hour and just talk about all the conspiracies going on.
Yeah, we could do that. But speaking of that, anything you talk about Epstein gets fucking removed from the internet. So lots of people have said their shit when they talk about Epstein just gets removed. So one of my favorite comedians, Andrew Schultz, had the funniest, all his videos he does these like news comedic rants like once a week and they're fucking hilarious. And he had one about Epstein. Well, Facebook removed it. So he made this funny joke. He's like, oh, after the judge's son died, he's like, oh, well, I guess Facebook saved my life because I probably would end up dead too. Well, then yesterday is Wednesday. He posts on Instagram that Instagram also removed this video. It's like a 10-minute, 8-minute long IGTV. And all of a sudden, he went to his feed. No email, no notification, no warning, nothing. It was just gone. So there's a lot of people saying that there's this group or this, I don't know what they are. They're called QAnon. And they're like this conspiracy group, all anti-Trump or whatever. I don't know a lot about it. Apparently, they're banned from Twitter for talking about this kind of shit. It's just weird. So if we get banned, that sucks. But just remember, guys, Epstein did not kill himself.
Do you ever wonder what living would be like if there was no, like, news celebrity drama? So I'm thinking, what about living in a world where we see these people on TV, we see these music stars, whatever, but we don't, like, view them as celebrities? So we don't give a fuck about their lives, right? Like, do you ever wonder what it would be like if none of that stuff existed? Like, I'm trying to think
a world would
how
be like,
the whole world would be like, almost, I don't know how to describe it.
I guess
it.
You never really grew up in that.
No, but that's not really what I'm saying. Like, I'm thinking like flat. I don't know what the word is, but how I am like imagining it is, that was not English. How I imagine it is like a dystopian world where everyone just goes to their 9-to-5 jobs, you know, does whatever. But no one talks about, oh my God, did you hear about this? And I don't know how to describe it, but the feeling
like,
is like flat.
What would we do with our spare time? Well, like, we wouldn't be watching like TV. We wouldn't be listening to music, podcasts, because, I mean...
No, you would. So this is what I'm saying, is like there was still celebrities. So let's say...
But you just don't talk about them?
No, yeah. Let's just say Jeffrey Epstein, not him. Justin Bieber. Let's say Justin Bieber exists. He's a... He's a air quote celebrity. You listen to his music and you see him on TV, but you don't put him on a pedestal like he's better than you. You look at him like an equal that he's just on TV, and then that's that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought about that. I zoned out and I was like,
You know what's weird about celebrities? There's different tiers of celebrity.
Yeah.
Right?
I know a B-list celebrity.
But now it's not even like B-list or A-list, because there's still a lot of A-list celebrities that aren't treated upper echelon, say like Justin Bieber, for example.
It's all about how much money you have, how much publicity you've had. And it sucks, but especially bad publicity puts you way higher than people that have good.
I don't know. There's just like you cross like this line of like fame, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it. Like, well, I'll use the fucking Godfather. Like Dave Portnoy, for example. Mm. I mean, he's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He's but worth a lot of money, too.
I don't even know, right? He maybe gets paparazzis, but I'm just thinking, like, all these Instagram slews and TikTok stars and YouTubers, like, these guys are, like, mega celebrities now.
So, Charlie and Dixie have their own jeans line with Bill Nye through Hollister.
They also have their... Like, Bill Nye the Science Guy?
because their whole campaign is like experimenting denim or
whatever. Somebody needs to check on him for fucking child solicitation. That's weird.
Jesus. And then Addison has got a partnership with American Eagle.
Oh, that's it, yeah. But just like, I don't know, so, YouTubers and those type of guys are now like on the same level as, say, like a famous rapper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, say, like, I mean, like a Machine Gun Kelly and a Logan Paul. Those guys are like an equal.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I don't know. I just find that crazy. And like movie stars and YouTubers. I mean, some would say YouTubers are probably more.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because it's so easy to get their content and you get your their content at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Addison started a podcast. Spotify bought them too. But from what I heard, it's not going to be, it's nothing like a Joe Rogan. I think it's like an experimental thing. It just
almost makes me like
pissed off. I think they'll just get ad revenue. Yeah.
That like these people really, their podcast is only going to pop off because they're already famous.
For sure. But I was listening to a podcast and they made up a good point. Like these people's age demographic, like, well, not these people, Addison and her mom's podcast age demographic isn't going to be that good for long form media.
No. How old's her mom? Like 50, 40?
Yeah. So and she'll get listeners from that, 19. But I'm just saying like Addison's fans are like,
tiny girls,
like from 12 years old to like 16, 17. Right. Nobody at that age wants to listen to an hour-long podcast.
No.
They want to listen to fucking Lil Baby and...
Da Baby.
Whoever, right?
Yeah.
So that might not work for them. That's why Spotify, like, they did not get Joe Rogan money from what I heard. I heard they're just getting maybe ad revenue and promotional space, which they don't need promotional space because literally the first episode, I didn't listen to it, but I saw it all over social media. So she posted it on her story.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie posted it on her story.
Yeah.
Bryce Hall posted on their story. Taylor Holder. All those fucking guys. Those are, that's 30 million people probably saw that. Like 30 million followers combined for those people.
So 100%. It's just
fucked. Anyways, fuck. Netflix canceled Chris D'Elia's prank show. Yeah.
There's nothing really to say about that except for like fucking thank God.
I guess that's like to be, I mean,
yeah,
right. Chris hasn't fucking done anything. He hasn't issued, like, I haven't seen him issue a statement really other than basically like, oh, like they were of age, I didn't know.
Why would he? I feel like he's smart enough to know that no matter what he says, people are just gonna fucking cancel him anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
And he knows what he did, so it's not like he can really get himself out of it with a lie, because then he'd look like an even bigger chump.
I don't know. It's just fucked. I was a big Chris D'Elia fan.
That's, I know.
And I'm also super bummed because, like, the Comedy Store might be shutting down.
Oh, you were saying that, yeah.
And that was one of my goals was, you know, go to L.A. and go to the Comedy Store so I can see, like, my favorite comedians like D'Elia, Bert Kreischer, Tom, Joe.
We've already seen Tom.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, seeing him again would be good, but... Yeah.
Well, it's just a more intimate.
Intimate. Good English.
Setting, because they only let, like, you know, 75 people in there.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like...
That's true.
Chill. But, and then, so, Rogan is moving to Texas. Schaub is also going there. Callan is also going there. Like, it's just, yeah, I guess, I mean, nobody wants to live in LA now. Maybe I can live there. Anyways.
And on to the next.
So, yeah, Netflix canceled Chris. Demi Lovato got engaged.
Yeah.
With
a huge rock, might I add. Yeah, huge rock.
Good for her, I guess. I used to be a big Demi fan. I used to think, remember Camp Rock?
Oh, my God. Camp Rock, Princess Protection.
Yeah, I never watched that.
Sunny with a Chance.
Yes, yes, yes. But she's been through the fucking gauntlet.
Holy crap.
Heroin addict twice, I believe. Her nudes got leaked last year. Didn't hate that. But, yeah, good for her, I guess. She's sober now, so that's good. Yeah. She's also a jiu-jitsu blue belt. So what the fuck is that?
Oh, Really?
Well.
Interesting. I always find it weird when celebrities do like normal
people. There is a lot of celebrities that do jiu-jitsu.
I know Jonah Hill does.
Jonah Hill does it. Why can't I think of his name? Keanu Reeves does it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Ashton Kutcher is a brown belt.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so he's a Hegan Machado black belt. So he's the same. That's the same.
It's just weird to me.
Professor that gave Joe Rogan his gi black belt.
Yeah.
So Joe Rogan has dual black belts. He's a black belt in gi and a black belt in no gi under 10th Planet.
That's crazy.
Eddie Bravo. But becoming a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, that's no fucking joke. Like, no. They're not just giving that out. Like, that is, I think it took him 8 years, which is, I mean, that's pretty common.
Which is crazy when you've been acting for.
For sure.
A while.
And for people that don't know, like, you don't just, like, get your fucking belt promotions just by, like, showing up and, like, you know, oh, I'm going to get promoted in 6 months.
No.
Right? Like.
Dude, I know people. I did jiu-jitsu for 6 months and I got a white belt after training for multiple years just because they just never showed up.
Yeah, like I did.
Matt Gardiero.
Well, no, I mean, I did 6 months hard. I got 2 stripes on my white belt or 3. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Either way, like, it's hard fucking work.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
They don't just give out blue belts.
I'm excited to start doing it. And I'm not bashing. I mean, if it's not my place to say that they can't. I just think it's not weird in the sense of, like, weird, but it's strange that celebrities, where their full-time job is acting and singing, that they have the time to put in work and do that kind of stuff.
What's his name? Chris Pratt is the guy from
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, like Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Yeah.
So he trains hardcore.
Yeah, well, he lost a ton of weight for that.
So movie. He's been in the corner for a few Bellator fights. One of his buddies, Adel Koyushin, I believe is his name. He's a guy straight from Iraq. He's got a crazy story. Like, he had a gun to his head and watched, like, his brother get his head blown off
in the war.
Like, it's fucked. But, yeah, Chris Pratt has been in his corner. So it's kind of cool when you see celebrities
not doing celebrity things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange.
But those worlds have crossed paths before, like, Ronda's been in movies. Keith Jardine has been in movies. He was in the UFC. Cowboy has been in movies.
Yeah.
Oh, something cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's talk about glory holes.
I'm excited about this one.
So.
Not for myself, but.
The government of BC, or the health authority of BC, issued a statement and was like, oh, when you have sex, you should put a barrier between yourself, you know, like a board. For example, a glory hole. What?
I'm going to pause. You know what? When you first sent me the post about the glory holes, you know what it made me think of? Was in Tom Segura's Netflix special when he went to that warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy was like, come around back. Oh, God. I don't want to say, but. Like, it's just weird that the government would put that out.
What the fuck? I don't get it. I've never thought, hey, like, that's not even something I'd want to do, like, in real life.
Hey, you and your sexual partner that you've been with for 2 years, that you're living together, that you've been having sex this whole time, next time, put a fucking shower curtain in front and poke a hole through and have sex.
Well, apparently, like, what? This is for, like, hookups and stuff mostly.
Oh,
but it's still, like,
if people are already going to hookups, they're not gonna,
they're probably not even fucking wearing condoms. You think they're gonna use a fucking glory hole?
Oh my god.
Like, and what,
I just think it's so funny that the government would put that out.
Yeah, and I don't,
it just seems one of those things where it's like,
I just, what the fuck. Like, who would even want to use a glory hole?
You can't help but laugh because I honestly want to say tons of people are going to do it, not because the government has told them that they should, but just for the fucking jokes.
I
think it'd be funny to have a hookup and literally be laying on the bed and then have a shower curtain suffocating me over top, head to toe, and then there's just a single hole.
Oh, you're into some weird shit.
No.
You're into some fucking weird, I'm not saying that I want to do that.
Dude. I just think that would be so fucking funny because you know what it makes me think of?
Murder?
Fuck. fucking a dead body.
Oh my goodness. Yes, probably. I've just never
brutal, but like that's what it is. The government's essentially telling you.
Well, you know what the glory hole is like from, right? Like it's usually you find them in a bathroom and you just you're gambling. You don't know who's on the other side. You just
sit there and wait.
It's just weird. Who wants to stick their dick in a fucking hole that they don't know what's on the other side?
Yeah, not to mention splinters.
Splinters, owie, for sure. Or, like, I saw, like, one of the pictures they used was a brick. Yo, bricks are thick, man. What do you think I'm fucking working with down there? Jesus.
Oh,
be
my
like the
God.
Very end of a fucking push pop when you're down to the very bottom and it just pokes his head up.
Oh, my God, stop.
Sorry. That's too much info, but.
No. Just ladies listening. They're going to be so disappointed.
The ladies that are listening right now are on my side, probably. A lot of them want to come on the podcast, actually, and tell stories.
I say this every episode. I really want to do a Skype call with your buddy from the Walmart story.
Yeah, he sent me a message. He actually sent me a message on Instagram yesterday, said he listened to the episode and he really enjoyed it.
So we should hook that up for next Monday.
Yeah, I'll try to.
If you don't, I'm gonna have to have a direct message him.
I'm going to have a talk before that, though. Like, we can't go, like, 100% on the Walmart story.
Yeah, you gotta leave a little to the imagination.
I'll tease it a little bit. We're gonna have it on like shortly. I can't even don't tease it. It. I can't even tease it. Just
keep the people waiting.
It was Walmart in Kelowna.
That's all you need to know. Walmart Kelowna. You already know that it's gonna be a shit show.
Yeah. That's a fucking story. That's a bachelor party story.
Oh, yeah.
May or may not get told on this podcast. Probably will.
Alrighty.
Kind of went on a rant. We're going to do like an Olympics, but we kind of went a little heavy on the trending topics. Here's Am I the Asshole. I'd been going to the gym with my friends daily. I've been training for a fitness test and I've been consistent with my fitness. My friends ended up going out of town for a couple months, but I kept up my workout. Who the fuck goes out of town for a couple months? I was doing dips on a machine when an older man came over and stared at me. I had my headphones in. I finished my set and took my headphones out and asked if he needed anything, and he was like, I love you.
What?
That's forward.
He's got dementia?
It took me aback, and I kind of just stared at him. He then went on to explain, that's the phrase that most people remember, so I wanted you to remember me. And just being super inappropriately strange, I smiled and said thanks and went back to my workout. The next day, the same dude comes up to me while I'm doing squats and says, God, you're so pretty. Ugh. I said, thanks, and went back to my business. The next day, same dude comes up to me and steps into my space when I'm doing squats and says, I want you to know you're beautiful. And this guy's got wheels. This continues for a week. I tried ignoring him, but he just stands there and stares at me until I acknowledge him. He would follow me around the gym at times. I asked him multiple times if he could stop doing that because it made me uncomfortable. This guy's a fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I see him staring at my ass, and he comes up to me and says the same, God, you're beautiful. I just want you to know, I think you're so pretty. I lost it on him, and I told him, stop being a fucking creep and leave me alone. He got super offended and walked away. I told my friends about it, and they told me I was overreacting. He was just a lonely old man and being nice. I disagree. What do you think? Am I the asshole here? This reminds me of that dude from the gym. And you know exactly who I'm talking about. I was just
going to say, no. Because it wasn't like it was a right away response.
So, hang on. She put an edit in here and saying, he actually came up and told me, I'm old, so I get to say these things.
No, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, like I hate when I'm working out and hot girls come up to me and tell me how much they love me. Up. I remember that happened once. No, it didn't.
God, you're a piece of shit.
I remember that one hot girl came up to me at the gym once, caught me off guard, and was like, hey, do you live at the Lamplighter?
Jen. Hey, girl. Oh my God. I don't think she's an asshole. Dude.
Who, Jen?
No. Jen. Oh. No.
Sorry.
Jen's fucking fantastic, man. She's kills. The girl in this asshole. I think her friends are fucking assholes for saying that. Dude, if anyone is bothering you, it could be like some... It doesn't even have to be an old man. It could be some big buff, you know, gym rat hot guy coming up to a girl. And vice versa, a girl going up to a guy. and just harassing the person.
Either way, nothing is worse than when you're like mid-workout in a zone.
Oh, 100%.
And you have to pull your headphone out and be like, yo, can I help you? Right?
100%.
Like, that's annoying.
Yeah, but
it's also kind of fucked up that he's like, oh, I'm old, I get to say these things.
Yeah, that's messed up. I always find that old people tend to have really...
They fucking linger and they look at you for too long.
Mannerisms, yeah.
Right?
It's also not the time and place.
Anyways, that's it. Am I the asshole? No, you're not the asshole.
Anyway, so...
Yeah.
Conclusion. No, you're not an asshole.
You're not an asshole. This was a very trending topic-heavy podcast. Let us know if you guys are still liking these. If not, we'll just start switching it up to something else.
Message me on Instagram.
Yeah.
On the Instagram. And let us know what you want to hear. Because I think the episode where I asked what people wanted to know.
Yeah.
And then we answered the questions was probably our biggest hit. Send me anything. We'll talk about it in the podcast.
Also, if you want to come on the podcast too.
Message us.
Send us a message and we'll start like setting something up and like
Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, whatever.
We'll but just make sure you got good stories to talk about.
Yeah.
Like I've got like buddy, maybe tell the Walmart story. I got another.
That's happening.
Another friend of mine. She's a model. She modeled in China.
I want to hear hers. I'm interested.
I believe it's China or Japan. I forget. Sorry, but she messaged me a couple days ago saying, hey, I still want to come on. And then stories. I got a buddy, also a country music singer, who just released a new single. We should have him on soon, too. Did you say Chris?
Chase Rice.
Chase Rice. Want to know something fucking weird about Chase Rice? So on my Hinge profile that I never use, I guess I have that photo of me and Cowboy Cerrone. This girl messaged me, and I screenshotted it before I fucking deleted Hinge because it's a waste of my time. Hey, is that Chase Rice in one of your photos?
You dumb bitch. No.
I thought that was funny. Anyways. Send us a message. Let us know what you want to hear. Send us a message if you want to come on the podcast. We'll set up like a Zoom call where we can all be on it. And then we can have some content to put out on social too. Follow us on Instagram at the He Said She Said Podcast. Twitter, He Said She Said MC. Facebook, YouTube, the He Said She Said Podcast. So yeah, tell your friends about us. Keep rating, liking, subscribing. And we hope you enjoyed it.
That's what she said. That's what she said. That's
what she said. No, that's what he said.